This is regional news coverage from the KBIA newsroom. I'm Lucas Hudson. Round two has begun. Snow is falling and causing troubles throughout mid-Missouri. Some woke up this morning to find their power is out. As of 7:25 this morning, Boone Electric reports roughly 2,700 customers are without power throughout the region. Ameren Missouri says 12% of its power customers in Cooper County are without electricity, and Columbia Power and Light is reporting sporadic outages throughout the city, but says crews are on their way to restore power. Meanwhile, on the roads, Interstate 70 eastbound was closed at mile marker 123 due to an accident. As David Sylvester, Missouri Department of Transportation District Engineer, says, that area is now open.
Once a tractor trailer kind of stalls going up a hill, it kind of creates an accordion effect. And so we had a lot of traffic that backed up. And once we got that one tractor moving, then we had a number of others that couldn't move. So we had some backup that occurred right there. It's back open again. We've removed all the vehicles and it's flowing again. But it took us about an hour to kind of move through there. So
the left lane of U.S. Highway 63 North in Callaway County is closed at Cedar Creek, also due to an accident. Stay up to date on the winter storm today by checking our live blog. Head to kbia.org. Class will go on as scheduled for Westminster College students and faculty today, but it will take place online through a system the school uses called Moodle. Spokesperson Rob Krause says students and teachers can interact via Moodle during days the campus is closed. That way, there's no need to make up on a snow day. He says Moodle allows students to fulfill online assignments and remain in direct communication with faculty.
I'm assuming that it's quite beneficial and allows the faculty and the students to communicate very directly in a timely fashion.
The University of Missouri also uses a similar system to Moodle, which is called Blackboard. Medicaid expansion is dead for now in the Missouri House. As Marshall Griffin tells us, two separate House committees voted down efforts yesterday to expand Medicaid to 259,000 Missourians next year and 41,000 more in later years.
House Democratic floor leader Jake Hummel of St. Louis was the chief sponsor of a bill that would have fulfilled Governor Jay Nixon's call to expand Medicaid in Missouri.
We're talking about the creation of 24,000 jobs in the state of Missouri. $8.2 billion in federal investment, $9.6 billion in additional economic activity.
The GOP committee chairman, though, compared the Medicaid expansion bill to several Brinks trucks filled with money borrowed from China. It was voted down on a party-line vote. Meanwhile, the House subcommittee that oversees the three state agencies that handle Medicaid approved their budgets for next year without the governor's proposed Medicaid expansion. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin.
Missouri's response to last year's big tax cuts in neighboring Kansas could carry a $1.1 billion price tag. A Missouri Senate committee yesterday endorsed a proposal to cut the state's individual and corporate income tax rates by 1.5 percentage points. The individual rate would fall to 4.5% and the corporate rate to 4.75%. Senate Republicans are looking to respond to Kansas tax cuts, which they say have caused businesses to move from Missouri across the border. Missouri lawmakers had planned to raise the state's sales tax by 2% to make up the revenue lost to income tax cuts. A new study from the University of Missouri suggests a connection between pensions and health perceptions in the elderly. Professor Inid Schatz has found that South African men and women have more positive perceptions of their health after receiving a pension. According to researchers, South Africans reported more feelings of comfort and security after pension receipt and have more positive views of their own health. Schatz says that there is a difference in reaction to the pension according to gender, and says that the receipt of pension for women gives them a stronger sense of well-being than for men.
Older women are doing a lot of caregiving and assistance to their grown children and children's children who have been affected by AIDS in this community. And so it comes as sort of a relief.
The study suggests that the improvement to health perception isn't limited just to South African men and women. It could apply to U.S. citizens as well. Schatz specializes in social demography with a focus on gender, aging, and AIDS in Southern Africa. A Republican alternative outlined in Missouri to President Barack Obama's Medicaid expansion would offer cash incentives to patients who hold down their health care costs. Legislation to be filed today by Representative Jay Barnes would stop short of Obama's call to expand Medicaid coverage to adults earning up to 138% of the federal poverty level, or $32,500 for a family of four. But it would add some adults to the Medicaid rolls while also removing children whose parents earn up to three times the poverty level. For KBIA News, I'm Lucas Hudson.